Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Behold, I give you power to tread on what? Serpents, snakes, and what? Scorpions. And over all the powers, all the imaginations, all the strategies, all the wiles, all the imaginations, all the strongholds, all the thoughts, all the frameworks of the enemy. And as you engage in this enterprise, nothing, no power. You got to understand the emphasis Jesus is making here. Nothing that is below the throne of God is permitted to what? To hurt you. That's Jesus' agreement with you. Now I want you to follow me very. Just follow me for these few minutes. Say with me, few minutes. Now, you people stop saying because you don't believe. But I'm going to surprise you. Come on, say with me, few minutes. Jesus likened spiritual operations of Satan to animals. He gave a description. Please, are you with me now? This is not Apostle Thomas. This is Jesus. He tried to give a context to how Satan operates by using animals as descriptive or as objects to tell us how they operate. So, which means, if I understand what a serpent is, I can understand that operation here. If I understand how a scorpion operates, this particular kind of warfare, I'll be able to decode it. Come on, are you with me? Are you with me so far? Which means, if you do not, you may be fighting a battle and rebuking the prince of the power of the air. Meanwhile, it's a land battle. This particular animal, these two animals, they are land, they are reptiles, and they are master killers. They are crafted to kill. So the size of these animals has nothing to do with their ability. There are spiritual battles that happen and occur in the second heavens. Now, in the military, we have the Air Force, we have the Navy, and we have the Army. Under the Army, you have what we call the infantry. Those are the guys who can take weapons and go to war. They fight on the ground. Are you with me now? They fight on the ground. This particular animal, the serpent and the scorpion, they are land animals. In fact, some of them also operate in water. So when you are binding the prince of the power of the air and you notice there's the chemical or compound you are applying in the lab, it's not reacting. Or it's like you are using artesonate or Quartem, but you are still sick. That means that thing is not reacting properly with the bacteria. So you need to change your drug to Camosunate. Huh? That's what the doctors do. Or they give you injections. Alright? The injection net just to for speed. Because what happens when you use that drug that you are not reacting properly to? What happens is that it takes the drug some time to get into your bloodstream. By that time, the thing is weak. So the doctor leveraged on speed, injects it directly into the veins so that the thing can begin to work. That's all that is happening there. Now, Jesus made reference to these two spirits, the serpentine spirit and the scorpions. There are battles that happen at different layers. In fact, in Psalm 121 and verse 6, the Spirit of God used another description. He said, the sun shall not smite you by day. Psalm 121 and verse 6. He said, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Those are operations in the heavenly realms, where the elements that should favor you work against you. You will not know. All you will be seeing here is you just be seeing problems everywhere. So these are spiritual things. Spiritual warfare is not just praying, it's intelligent praying. You may be praying in tongues for 2 hours, and our brother is praying in tongues for 2 hours, but you come a different result because of the intelligence that is involved. When you are praying in the spirit, like we've been doing for some time, and some of you are waiting for the end of the month. The end of the month is not coming. We die here. We are going to be here. July 31 is still next year. Forget about it. Now, some of you, the Lord is setting you up. On the 12th, you are waiting for 21, because that's when the fasting actually is. Okay, 21, now let's just manage. God will soon catch fast, but let's just manage. Then that night, the Lord will just show you somebody pursuing you with cutlass. You say, oh, it's like we need to continue this fasting. Oh my. The sunshine. So there are dimensions of warfare that happen on that plane. The commitment and concentrations of each level will determine the posture that you need to take. Hey, that you will need to take to fight. Let me give you an example. If what you are dealing with in your family is the activity of marine spirits. Marine is water. Huh? You cannot fast and drink water. I'm just giving you an idea. I'm trying to be descriptive. I'm not saying, you know, I'm trying to give you an idea that you physically you must deprive yourself of what element that element fits on. If you are dealing with serpentine spirit, when God caused the serpent in the book of Genesis, he said you will eat dust. Dust in the scripture refers to carnality. So carnal things refer to things like entertainment, skit, all those things that you do that they are not necessarily sin, but they are weight. Hey, they are not bad, but they are weight. So to deal with a serpentine spirit, one of the things you need to consider are those things that God calls carnal. Are you with me now? Please, are you with me? Now the church is getting quiet. Are you with me? Because I need to be sure that somebody is hearing me. Because sometimes when you pray for 31 days and you don't see result, I'm telling you why. What is wrong with you? Eh? It is not food. It is water that you need to starve yourself of. What you need to deal with, it is not food. It is entertainment. It's Netflix. When Apostle Arume was posted to Lagos State, you know Apostle Arume? When he was posted to Lagos, the person on the seat, the people were dying there every day. They put you on that seat. After 2 months, you die. Something happens to the person. So they've now brought him from his own location. Come and see dying. There was somebody in that office that was launching that attack. That until I sit there, nobody will be there. But you are there, you are speaking grammar. Maybe even in your church, you people don't come, you do comedy night. This is Africa. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said this is Africa. Yes, sir. Those ones that live abroad, that refuse to learn warfare, they have all names: depression, bipolar disorder. They have nice names for what is wrong with them. But we know it is demons. So you will choose one. Whether you pray or you'll be looking for names. They put Apostle Arume on that desk. And he asked the Lord, what sacrifice do I need to offer? so that my life will not be wasted here. And the Lord said to him, till I tell you, water and food must not touch your mouth as long as you can see the sun. So if he needs to eat, he must eat before 6 a.m. That's more like fasting. If the Lord says when the sun is up, that's like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And he fasted like that, and God kept him like that for 1 year. My brother, it's not easy. Even if God tells you to fast for 6 months, that 6 months begin to look like 6 years. Like, but can God really be wicked like this? Like, it's your life. The offering that must be raised, the sacrifice, the altar that must be raised, must be stronger than the one that they put there. Listen to me. Did God promise that his children will be wealthy in the scriptures? Did God promise that his children will be protected? Why are believers dying? Why is every Christian not rich? Why are most Christians not healthy? Think now. Ephesians 1:3. For, oh my God. Give me Ephesians 1:3. Are you blessed? Blessed be the Lord, the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us. That word blessed, is it present or past? Past tense. He has done it. He will not do it again. He has done it. Whatever the Lord shall do shall be for what? Forever. Why is every Christian not blessed? Because the blessings are in spiritual conclaves. They are in spiritual places. They are in the spirit. To convert to, you must introduce a factor to bring a conversion process from spirit to material. That is what most people do not know. And then they think God lied. That's why prophecies fail. Are you hearing me now? You may get a prophecy and you'll be stuck. Because you don't know what to do. And sometimes when I come here, I share some of these things with you. When you receive a prophecy, there is a way to behave. Begin to behave like your prophecy. Begin to engage with the forces of praises. Not praises that we do here and say we are dancing. A deliberate warfare posture. You lock your door. Dance and pray. I'm not saying the one we are doing because we like the melody. It's a posture of warfare. God has said, if he has said, what should I do? He said, you will not need to fight in this battle. So what did Ezekiel do? He brought out the musicians. It's a posture. Those stories in 1 Kings, 2 Kings, they are not stories. They are postures. When you read it, you find battle strategies. How foolish can it be that God says you will not need to fight? When we were expecting our second child, the pregnancy was a bit okay. We lost the initial baby, and then we prayed. The Lord restored and gave us another one. And then the pregnancy was so troublesome, you know. My wife was always sick. Then I started to pray. I was always praying because I was really scared. Really, I have to be honest with you. I was scared. I started praying. Of course, I didn't tell her. But I was really, you know. Now, this is just me. When my wife is ill, I'm usually confused. Because I don't know what to say to her. I don't know how to respond. I can't take part of that. If I'm sick, the way I behave, I will throw tantrum, I will do everything. You will know that this one is sick. I'm not joking. I throw tantrum. The only thing that goes away from me is appetite. You know, Yoruba say unkora. I don't know what that is in English, but you are sensitive. If I tell you bring water, a cup of water, and you don't bring it now, the next 1 minute you will hear something. You say, I said bring. You hear something. So the Lord is helping us. Small, small. Say amen. No? Say amen for me. Some people want to make you believe they are perfect. Me, I'm not. So we started praying. Then the Lord spoke to me. And he said, on this matter of your baby, don't pray again. I don't want to hear anything. Me, I thought it was a strategy. The Lord was saying, okay, don't pray, praise. So I converted my prayer point to praises. You know, you want to be smart. I say, Father, I thank you because this baby is okay. You say I should not pray. So I'm thanking you. He came back and said, I said, I don't want to hear anything. Live your life like nothing is happening. You won't know what it means to hold your ground. Say, having done all to stand. Stand. Don't do anything, just stand. When you see the enemy coming, don't flinch, just stand. The moment the enemy sees you are not moving, he thinks that guy has something he has planned. But you see the enemy coming, this is sack letter, this hotel. You say, hey. Say, oh yeah, hold him, he's the one. They might be looking for somebody else. The moment they see you fidgeting, fear is the currency of the enemy. They say, pick that one. The police stops you. Hey, what's they say? Hello, officer. Then I look at their names and call them by their first name. Hello, Mr. Omotosho. I call him. The moment I call you like that, you will just think that this guy could call me. You know, I just call you. Don't look at me like, okay. It's maybe, yeah, so how is that? Anything for us? I say nothing. One of them stopped me in my area. And I said, last week you stopped me. What's your problem? Say, park. I said, I won't park. Tell me your problem now. Say, oh, God, go. You know, I told you, God is helping. All of us, we have stubborn this thing now. It's just this, you know. Sometimes, pastor is preaching to you, but he himself is stubborn. Yes. So, God is helping us much more. The next time I drove, she stopped me again. I took my Jeep and I faced her. She said, I said, get out of the road. Go and look for something to do. I told her, I said, leave this place. The moment Satan comes after you and sees that you are flinched, he knows that there is something of himself in you. That this one is not standing well before God. That's why she's flinching. God expects you that your response should be in faith. If I perish, I perish. Satan knows that the moment he sees fear, something is lacking in this one. Let's go there. So just because God said something does not automatically translate to the fact that you will be a beneficiary if you don't know the covenant, the instructions that will trigger those things. Say, for thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless your bread and your water and remove sickness from you. The key to kingdom prosperity is service. As far as God is concerned. As far as God is concerned. If you are not a giver, you can't prosper. Forget it. And whatever you are getting is still far below what God thinks you can have. Let me talk about the scorpion. I just give you, because I had to look up some of the most dangerous scorpions in the world. Because I'm sure when Jesus talked about scorpions, it was this one he was talking about. I almost would have asked the Lord, don't you have nice things like sheep? You know, God uses animals a lot. Children of God that obey Jesus, they are sheep. The stubborn ones, goat. Argue with your keeper. Say, come on, you are blessed on my fire. You go to hell now. So please, somebody calling you a goat is not an insult. Even Jesus calls people goat. It's not an insult. If somebody says, are you mad? It's not an insult. He's trying to be sure that you are okay. But if you now say, you call yourself, you are stupid, then you are the one that have, you call, you made a definite statement. You said, you are. But if somebody said, are you? It's a question. It's not. Now, before you say that, look at the person very well to be sure that this guy is not a karate champion or black belt, so that you won't, don't say your pastor said, you know. Scorpions are small, but extremely dangerous. Scorpions are ground troops for Satan. They are very small. They creep into your house. when you are angry, when you are living in unforgiveness, scorpions are small enough to come in. You are fighting for your right, and indeed it is your right, but the scorpions are here. Oh, no man, nothing except to love one another. The moment you begin to walk in anything that is not love, you have potentially opened the gates for scorpions. Those are spirits that can come in and be shouting, amen. They are familiar spirits. Father, we arrest every spirit in the arm of the... Amen. They will be shouting, amen. Because they know that you flouted the rule for them to be there. Come on, are you here? You flout a rule to attract scorpions. Cockroaches don't just show up. Flies only show up when there's death. And Satan is referred to as the Lord of the Flies, Beelzebub. If you're always attracting unbelievers, check. And you're even attracting unbelievers that don't, we don't get money. At least have taste. To deal with a scorpion, you require extreme caution. They might be on your roof, you won't know. You'll be looking at watching the TV. Now, there's a particular scorpion that is known as the Arabian fat-tailed scorpion. Fat-tailed scorpion. Its sting is likened to a jolt of electricity. When it stings you, you think electricity, a heavy jolt, pass through your body. And that electricity, once it gets into your, most of them affect your respiratory system. It causes numbness. You start feeling numb. You can't pray again. You are spiritually weak. Let's go to church. You just be looking as though you are not there. Spiritual things begin to irritate you. Come on, are you here? You know, when they come, you won't know. It's the effect you'll be seeing. The effect of that bite, that sting, numbness. You tell them, sister, let's pray together. 20 minutes. Then the prayer extended to 40 minutes. Then after the prayer, you tell them that, I don't like what you are doing. You say we are going to pray for 20 minutes. I already calculated the time. I know where I'm going. Scorpion. Scorpion is here. When people begin to complain about spiritual things, know that the scorpions are here. I'm just explaining what Jesus said. This is the Arabian fat-tailed. It's a species. Very marketable. Very small. Extremely dangerous. When it gets into a part of your system, it causes vomiting. You begin to vomit spiritual doctrine. You begin to contend with the things you have once believed. You receive the truth. God is going to bless me this way. You go outside there, begin to fight with asthma. You begin to walk, do everything that negates your own prophecy. And Pastor Wenga said, 3 years now, we don't say anything. You begin to vomit. Pastor Wenga, God, what's your stress? The way I'm prophesying to you, me, I'm looking for someone to prophesy to me. Numbness. It attacks your productivity. Because you can't use your hands. You can't serve God. You can't be creative, even in the office. Satan doesn't just attack your spiritual life. He starts from there. His goal is to steal, kill, shut you down on every level. Come on, are you here? Causes numbness, vomiting, then diarrhea, and finally death. This small thing will take you out in phases. And all the time, people will only be looking at the symptoms. They won't know that what happened to this particular brother is that spiritually he has been stung. So the next time you find yourself being critical of the Bible or looking for, oh my God, looking for shortcuts, telling yourself it's a lie, people are doing something, you are the only one that is planning to do something, be careful. There might be scorpions in the house. There's another scorpion that is known as the death stalker. It's a stalker. So I don't like that guy. He's always stalking me. Yeah. This is their family. Death stalker. It comes to key. No other assignment. That's the name of that scorpion. Death stalker. You find this one in Africa. It's plenty here. Amen. It's here. One sting can kill. One. You just see the mark, a little mark. It can kill. And if you survive it, the pain is very unbearable. Let me rush. We have the... So, when you have this kind of scorpions, then look at the spiritual atmosphere of Africa. Why, regardless of the country in Africa, people are killing themselves? It's a spiritual thing. Just try to understand these things. Try to understand. This Arabian red tea, it takes time to kill you. This death stalker is in Africa. It kills you immediately. Think. The deadliest is the Indian red scorpion. That's the scorpion king. Indian red scorpion. So while you are doing your Hindu and Hare Krishna, you need to know where that thing is coming from. This one hunts only at night. This particular scorpion comes out only at night. It uses the edge of darkness to operate when there's no revelation in your life. The night season is when you are tired and you need to rest. That is when they come out and they are very strong. They are like bats. They operate at night. Please, I know you like to sleep, but for some reason, Jesus prayed a lot at night. Think about it. Our own Jesus, with all the revelation, prayed at night. Think about it. This kind of spiritual attack only comes at night. If you are a sleeper or you oversleep, you will need a lot of strength to battle this one. Because the only person that can overcome this one is also somebody that doesn't sleep at night. Please, are you with me now? I'm just explaining Luke 10:19. I give you power over spirits that hunt at night and spirits that hunt at day. That's what Jesus is saying. But you need to understand what Jesus is saying. They said the fatality rate of this Indian red scorpion can be up to 40%. It affects your respiratory system. So when it hits you, under 30 minutes, you just notice you can't breathe. You begin to struggle. This kind of spiritual attack goes against the life force of a believer. You want to be saved, but you've been stung. You can't even... Have you ever spoken to somebody who was depressed and the person couldn't tell you what was wrong with them? Say, what's wrong with you? Say, I don't know. But you are not okay. Yes. Once they hit your respiratory system, you can't breathe. You start struggling. You'll be panting. So when you look at people and see what they are going through, you can tell if it's a serpent or a scorpion that beat them. Jesus classified these things as master spirits. I'm just using these animals to describe. Jesus is talking about spirits here. Evil spirits. It has fatality rate of up to 40%. That means anybody it touches, the chances that person may die is 40%. So the other 60 now depends on the intercession of the saint. Because even the guy can't breathe again. If you can't breathe, you can't pray now. Hey, come on now. I said if you can't breathe, you can't pray. So if you are a lone ranger, I know who I'm serving. I don't need nobody. Me and God, we are in this house. We are the church. Tell your neighbor, don't be alone. Find your company. Tell your neighbor, don't be alone. Find your company. when Jesus was weak, he asked his friends to pray for him. It is not a thing of pride if you don't have friends that can pray for you, that you are the strongest amongst them, and you can't even humble yourself and say, pray for me. It's not a thing of pride, though, that people are saying, ah, pastor, pastor, pastor. It's not a thing of pride. I have a lot of friends who are popular. They are on national TV or on international TV, on Facebook, everywhere. They are popular. I mean, like when they post, you have like 1,000 likes. 1,000, 2,000. But because I'm close to them, I know that something is happening to their life that most people don't know. I have friends that are popular. Like if I mention that, everybody here knows them. But you go to their room, I see a bag. Busayo, let me see this bag. A bag like this, filled with drugs. But they are traveling everywhere. You see their flyers everywhere. But because I'm close to them, I know. Bags filled with drugs. Don't be in that place where people can't pray for you. There are certain restorations that only come through the prayer of saints, not your own. It's okay for you to say, pastor, I can't pray. I'm tired. Something is happening to me. Don't come there and begin to say, you know, pastor, you know, in Greek, the Greek word for that, you know, it's like that thing. Maybe it wants to. Oga. You are dying. You are speaking English. See, listen to me. It's not a sign that you are anointed. You are in trouble. The fatality that this animal hunts at night, that means it waits for the cover of darkness. It waits for when you are alone. It waits for when nobody can counsel you. It waits for when there is no light. It waits for when you are going through some confusion and it seems you are in a tough place in your office. It waits for that time when your immune system is low and it strikes you. Come on, say not me. Jesus told us, he said it was the enemy that came at night. Jesus sowed his own seed in the day. The enemy came at night. Don't gamble it. So when Jesus was speaking to us in Luke 10:19, what he was saying is that he was giving us power over powers that creep, creeping spirits. You know what I mean by creeping spirits? Creeping insects. They look so small, but they are dangerous. Creeping spirits. They creep. You won't know when they get in. Because you are always on Netflix. You won't know. If you launch your Instagram app, you will begin to... The first thing that show up are those channels where they have new designs, clothes, and all those things. They know. So they keep you there. And they come in. Those things are good. I'm not saying you should not check those. I'm just saying, indulge with caution. That's all I'm saying. Come on, say I hear you. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, he said, let them have dominion. God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And what? The word subdue requires the ability to conquer. You can't subdue something that has power over you. This is the part of that scripture that involves warfare. Listen. You know yourself better. Advise yourself properly. Don't gamble. That brother in your house, that sister, may have a pastor for a father or a mother of the CAC stock or MFM stock. And you see him, he's playing, he's watching film. You are from a family lineage of wizards and witches. And you are comparing yourself with this one that his father is original CAC. He doesn't speak English. He speaks Yoruba. When they pray, you will know that somebody is praying. When he looks at you and he says, Wanu Ogolo, ha! It's a very powerful prayer. You may You just go Google it. I can't. It means what? Enter into your glory. But it's heavier in Yoruba. The weight. He looks at you. Lato nilo. Masherere. Ah! He? Now, the English is deficient for so many things. But now, I don't know how to even explain this one. But it's a very strong. It's not just to say be blessed. It is the blessing will enter your mind. Enter, it will reset you. So, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl. Now, hello, look at this. Have dominion over the fish of the what? That sea is a realm. The realm of water. Just the way anywhere you find life, there are two types of life there. Both physical and spiritual. There's an alternate life. Just like we are here now. We have angels, we have spirits, evil spirits that live in the forest and all those, they are here with us. So it's talking about a realm. A realm of operation. Not just fish, but sea. I have friends who don't believe in marine spirit and all. I just laugh at them because they've not gone to Niger Delta. If you have gone to River State or Bayelsa, you will know that all those your English, nobody wants to hear it. That's why when you cross Benin, once you leave Owo, enter Benin, you will see some. Who took my wife? Where is my destiny? That witch must die. This snake, you cannot go. Those are titles of programs. Even though they overdo it, but just to give you an idea, they know who they are living with. Water spirit. It's a fish of the sea. You cannot prosper on this earth if you don't understand the dominion mandate. There must be a reason for the devil to fear you. There is nobody in Africa that doesn't have an altar if he's doing well. But they won't tell you because you can't do it. Because while you are arguing on your Facebook, he is raising altars. Behind the scene. I'm just telling you that while you argue on your keypad on Facebook, those who are smart will be raising altars. One day you just see that the noise will die down. You say, ah, what happened? Where is everybody? I give you authority over snakes and scorpions. Now, quickly, snakes, serpents. The first snake I want to talk about here are the rattlesnakes. Rattlesnakes. From when, you know, the word rattle. That rattle, you would have been seeing signs. Because before it gets to you, you'd have been hearing. It's not a musical note, it's attack. The rattle, that thing, you will see it. You'll be hearing that thing. Once you begin to hear it, don't say, I like this forest. Every time there are some. I'm talking about signs, premonitions. You start getting like, something is not right. The thing is coming, it's getting, like it, as it's coming close to you, the thing is louder. It's louder. Those are activities of rattlesnakes. They are coming. This attack will warn you before coming. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To tell you I'm coming, you can't go anywhere you see me. So anyone, any spirit that gives you notice means to fight. Don't be careless. That's not a time to go and call your friend that you know he doesn't have prayer life. And say, Brother Matthias. Hey. Go and look for Brother Sam. Don't pray with people who. Don't call people who pray like as if they are having a conversation with God. That's communion prayer. But in warfare prayer, we don't talk to God, we charge. Because some of you don't eat it, like, I just like, you know, God is like my father. See? They are the door. Now, rattlesnakes, the younger ones, the baby rattles, the baby rattles, their sound is not so loud, but scientists tell us they are more dangerous. It seems that in the spirit realm, the smaller the size, the more deadly. The smaller the size, what's that? It's nothing. What's that? The smaller snakes, those rattlesnakes, the baby ones, they can't make that kind of sound. But if they touch you, when a rattlesnake comes and bites you or stings you, it leads immediately to paralysis. Immediately. There's no prayer. It leads to paralysis instantly. That's why you can hear that somebody is doing so fine. Bam! Suddenly the brain just collapsed in one day. Bam! Just goes down. There was notice that was ignored. Somewhere. There was a dream you had that you ignored. There was a dream somewhere. And please don't think you are the first custodian of your dream. Nobody will take it more seriously than you. Don't say I discussed my dream with pastor. I didn't do anything. Me? What, you came to my house. You saw me on a plate of bread and akara. You say you told me your dream. How do you want me to remember? I don't know that. And some of you tell your dreams like you are just talking to your boyfriend. So, you know, the snake now came and it flew. It's like a movie. See, in see, urgency in the spirit is what causes us to stay put in the place of prayer. That urgency, you can't transfer it. It's yours. Because sometimes when you pray with your partner, they will get tired. But you know what brought you. That's why I tell you, don't go to prayer, even when you are praying in tongues, without your mind engaged. Even after 10 minutes, you won't even know why you are there. You will leave. Come on, are you here? This is not a rattlesnake class. So I'm just telling you, Luke 10, 19. What Jesus meant, rattlesnakes, they are there. The moment the venom enters into the bloodstream, is death. Very few people, you can survive it if you get help quickly, but a lot of people die from it because the venom enters into your bloodstream and binds itself to you. But because it's a foreign body, it kills you. The key word when dealing with rattlesnake is look out for warning signs. The moment you notice, for instance, that you are having dreams where you are always being attacked and you are losing your battles in your dreams, it's a sign. Be careful. The moment people are coming to you and say, bro, the Lord says you should be very prayerful. The moment you notice that you are not praying and you are still happy, the joy of the Lord is still your strength. Tell your neighbor rattlesnake. Sure, I'll bring a realm. Not that one, or this rattlesnake. Vipers. A viper's venom can cause instant paralysis and death. There's something about the viper. Its teeth are not as sharp or large like other snakes. They are very small set of, beautiful set of teeth. Very beautiful. And they are very small. But even more deadly than a rattlesnake. The bite of a viper can lead to paralysis in 6 hours and death. 6 hours. Six is the number of man. It can lead to paralysis and death in 6 hours. Number three, cobra. See, I love all these snakes. Because when I was in the old court, it was cobra we used to play with. Cobra. That cobra has a triangular head like this. Once a cobra raises his head at you, my brother, make peace with your God. It will not stop. Forget what all those films are showing you. It doesn't raise the head until it is ready to strike. And it has, if you are 9.8, is it feet now? What is it? From here, do we have up to 9.8 feet? Who is good in math? How far from where I am is 9.8 feet? To where I am. No. I'm saying distance. Okay, from here to here is 6 feet. Okay, so a cobra's accuracy is 100%, 9.8 feet away from him. 100% accuracy. So let's say, from where Kenny is to where I am, 9.8 feet. So let's say 9.8 feet, the guy is looking at you and saying hello, and it guns for you, spits at you. 9.8 feet, it cannot miss. Cannot. Deadly spiritual attack, going for death. They are not here to say, maybe if you can, they don't care who you are, they are principalities and power, and they are coming. These are the things Jesus said he gave you power over, so that you understand that there is no power again, that has been given. That has been given. The key to defeating serpent is that you must not be given to carnality. There was a serpent that deceived Eve in the garden, and God cursed it and said, look, you will crawl on your body, on your belly. The serpent had legs and hands, and it got cursed it. It began to slither. But in the book of Revelations, when the serpent showed up and engaged with the saints and with the angels, it was able to wield a sword. And it became so powerful. It had fed on sand. Every time God says, my daughter, don't go out, and you go out, and you go out, it's carnality, you have disobeyed. It becomes sand. You understand? It becomes sand, food for the enemy. Please, I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about believers. Every time you violate a direct instruction, personal, corporate, documented in scripture, that we have validated that it is God, and you violate it, you have given the serpent food. So the devil group, that's why when you now say, I rebuke you, it's not moving, because you made me like this. It's not bad belly that is making me tell you. I'm just telling you why many pray and bind and not, you are not seeing results. They gave the devil the tools with which the devil is fighting them. If a cobra comes for you, the death is in 30 minutes. 30 minutes only. 30 minutes, you are gone. You are with your maker. 30 minutes. So it's little. Don't give place to the enemy. That's what Paul taught us. Give no place. You cannot have an unbeliever as your best friend. Don't give any place to the devil. Don't take a job that you know that the way you got that job, you will not be able to sleep at night. Because of what you did. Come on, somebody with me now. Because when the enemy shows up at your door, in Jesus' name, I bind you, it will not work. And I'm telling you why. Jesus said, for the evil one cometh and finds what? Nothing in me. So our journey and our relationship with God must be such that as we walk with the Lord daily, less of that which is the enemy is in our possession. Until one day we stand only in the will of God. Nothing of Satan is with us. No unforgiveness, no bitterness, no human strength. By my strength have I gotten this? No. I'm not necessarily talking about sin. I'm talking about carnality. That means the antidote to a carnal life is the spirit life. To live a life guided by the word of God, a life of faith by the spirit. Finally, Black Mamba. This is my guy. Because he's black. His bite, one bite can kill 25 people. Yeah. See, when Jesus said, I give you power over snakes, these are black mambas. They are in that category. One bite, if you extract the venom, punch it into 25 people, they will die immediately. That's how potent. There's no coming back from it. That's why you find people who are very fervent in the Lord. Evangelism, winning souls, all of a sudden, pew, their light, their candle has been put out in the spirit. They are still there, but not serving God. They are away without leave. Is this black mamba? When the devil attacks you like this, you will have every reason why you can't come to church. You will have it, and you'll be justified. Yeah? There are times I've come to this. I mean, when church started at the other venue, I came to church and I laid hands on sick people, but in my pocket I had malaria drugs. In my pocket, not on the chair I was sitting. In my pocket. So you have to, before you think your excuse is valid, and this does not mean you should not rest when you are sick. I'm only telling you that the moment you base your reason for not being in fellowship on things that even God cannot hear, and you convince yourself, just know that one bite from the black mamba can kill 25 people. It is the fastest snake in the world. A black mamba is faster than Usain Bolt. Yeah, I'm not joking. In fact, the person who took that class, that's what he said. He said a black mamba is faster than Usain Bolt. Now, does that give you a context? So in case you think, when they come, I just run. Oh God, this is not Edo. This is not Benin City. You cannot run anywhere. If that thing gives you, start 10 minutes ahead. So okay, I want to kill you, but I give you 15 minutes. And the black mamba starts eating beans and bread. Say, if they go, say, leave her. I'm telling you the character of the enemy. When he means to come after one man, you'll be looking at it like he's nothing. The devil will say, leave him. Yeah, he's fornication. Leave him. Let him enjoy himself. Leave him. He's a thief. Is he not that one that was fasting and praying? God now gave him the job. He cannot pay that. Hey, leave him. We are coming. Let's give him 5 years. Job be going. Say, nothing. Forget us. You can talk now. Black man B, how far now? How that your guy? Say, leave her. Now 7 years I give her. If I take one step, I don't reach her. Satan will allow you to develop false confidence in the fact that you can look God in the face and call his bluff and nothing happened. I pray my house, God hear me. Which tight? Forget that thing. God has been blessing me. When David was going to face Goliath, his brothers could not support him. But he had the unction of Samuel on his head. Huh? For you to get the unction of Samuel, you will need a covering. That's covering. Samuel told him he will be king. He didn't tell him he will fight Goliath. But that unction was strong enough to morph into anything. It was not David that killed Goliath. It was the anointing on Samuel's head. You cannot pray. You don't have pastor. You don't have spiritual covering. What shall we do to your matter? All your friends, no prayer warrior. I thought about it yesterday. All my circle of friends, Pastor Desmond, Pastor Wilson, Pastor Wale, and myself. I was the prophet. Pastor Desmond was the apostle. Pastor Wale was an evangelist. Wilson was the worshipper among us. When we want to pray, Pastor Wilson that came last night that leads worship. Those are my friends. And we are all gifted differently. The day Pastor Desmond wore my slippers to church to preach, he prophesied all through. That was his first time prophesying. He got it from my shoes. Slippers, bedroom slipper, he wore it, prophesied. And I've stood with him, and through the anointing upon his life, I tapped into it and I ministered to other people. May God give you good friends. May God give you anointed friends. Amen. Friends that will stand with. Not friends of her. You didn't call me. That's why I stopped calling her. That one friend. Those are scorpions. Satan fights with power. But we win by the love of God in our heart. How do you begin to operate in power? You have the power in your spirit. How come you cannot operate it? If you want to start operating in power, number one, you have to become a disciple. This particular instruction was given to disciples, not to church members, not to people that only come when they know Jesus is doing healing service. After every service, only 12 will remain. Come on now. Those are disciples. Those are the people that they can call and say, meet me on Zoom. Let's pray for 1 hour. And he said, Pastor, I want to sleep. No. There are people that switch off their phone at night because they know I can call them. They target me. They just say, anytime from now, you can call them. Put up the phone. Now, if I call you, I will call your wife. Give him the phone. Meet me. Let's pray. On your phone. Yeah, on it now. You think, you know they call Kura? Kura. You think you are smart? Me too. I will use another way to get you. I'll call your wife. I'll call your son. That one you gave phone. I'll call him. You don't have his number. I'll call him. Give your daddy the phone. Meet me. I'm waiting for you. Many are saved. Many believe in Jesus, but not many people are disciples. A disciple is somebody that builds his entire life on what Jesus says. Popular opinion doesn't move a disciple. The scripture says, let your moderation be known unto all men. A disciple does not dress simply because that thing is trending. As a brother, a disciple will not wear singlet outside on Maryland simply because he's a musician. And people need to know he's a musician. He wear singlet and cross. They are not a disciple. Because the moment you become a disciple, you now represent Christ only. It's not about what you like. There are many things I like. I like eating bread on the main road. I like eating bread on the main road. I just be eating it and be walking on the road. Eating. I like it. It's freedom. Though it's a level low. One day my friend Pastor Wale, he was correcting Pastor Wisi. You know, I say we are friends. Say, stop eating on the road. Say, stop eating on the road. Say, Pastor Wale, what's your stress now? You know, while living together, say, what's your stress? Say, it's not good. You're a man of God. You're a man of God. Me, I just carry my face. I put for the other side. So one day, Pastor Wale was very hungry. Pastor, he has forgotten what he told Pastor Wisi. Somebody was holding Bonvita. He said, bring that Bonvita. He put his hands and he was eating. Say, oh, Pastor Wale, you are eating Bonvita. He said, oh, but leave that thing, I'm hungry. He said, hunger never catch you. Hey, where you have good friends? A disciple. If you're a disciple, you can't show cleavage. You can argue with your keeper. Because the moment you become a disciple, am I pleasing Christ? That's the only thing. I don't have a problem with your cleavage. The only problem is, are you going to distract other people? The brother that we are still praying, that his salvation is not complete. You now wore your thing and then you finished what spoiled everything Jesus was trying to do. No, it's okay. Just repent. You understand? You see, why the guys will not complain? Let me tell you. As you are doing, guys, do you hear anybody complaining? No, do you hear anybody complaining? Because we like seeing it. We behave like we are not, but we are seeing it. So it's me that will tell you, but take it from me, we like it. So let's just appreciate God like that. But me, I'm telling you, the moment you decide to enlist as a disciple, Jesus will not allow it again. Representing his kingdom. Condoleezza Rice was the Secretary of State. Anything she does or wears represents the President of the United States. It's not a matter of what I like. It's a matter of whose government you represent. As a brother, why should your dressing be a distraction to sisters? And some of you say, lady, it doesn't matter. Ladies don't look at. Who told you? Why is that lady not saying yes to you? Because you have poor sense of dressing. If you dress well, the lady will pray and God will say, marry him. Tell your neighbor, become a disciple. Being a disciple is not being legalistic. It just means that you live your life under the control of Jesus. Control of the Holy Spirit. And it's in every area, not just dressing. I told my wife, I was telling some brethren, I said, last week I asked my wife, is it God that told me that we should fast this month? Because when I wake up, I see fresh pounded yam in my mind. It's just like removing smoke. Just fresh pounded yam. Like very fresh, white. I see fresh egg roll every morning. Big and fresh. The way you are praying that 21st of this month should call is the way I'm also praying. Some of you are angry now. You've not called me since this fast started. I'm also angry. I'm waiting for 21st so we can all go and eat. Don't be angry. We are in the same condition. Tell your neighbor, be a disciple. Being a disciple means that the Lord can lay a burden on you. You have fresh pounded yam, egg roll. And there are some of, those people, the fasting one of these days, I was now walking out in the morning. You understand? Yes, now. So I now saw the woman, she just came out. Oh, God. At Bagara Junction, fresh. The smell was just, aroma was just everywhere. Like, okay, I now saw this one with fresh akara. The thing was early in the morning. You understand? Like, I can even just eat this, then go and rest. Very fresh. The thing was looking fresh from afar. I don't look at it. Or maybe I should eat today, then go cut it. Now, I told you that you can take fluid. You can take liquid during this fasting. I told you. And I take liquids a lot. You understand? But this is fresh akara. Just and very well-rounded. And, I have to be honest, I was tempted. Now looks like the time is so slow. Just dragging. Since. Just 11 a.m. Since. Except you hate your father and mother, you cannot be my disciple. That's what Jesus said. The meaning of that statement is not that you should hate your parents. It is that if you have anything called inheritance on this earth, inheritance that you are hoping that by alliance, earthly alliance to family, you will benefit this one in case God is slow. That you cannot be my disciple. If you are looking for anything on this earth that you think may benefit you apart from what Jesus gives you, you will be my son, but you are not my. That means I can't send you. Number two, becoming passionate about kingdom agenda, the kingdom of God's agenda. Kingdom of God's agenda. When you want to walk in power, power is only allocated when there's assignment. Are you with me now? The power of God is only allocated to a man's life when there is assignment. If there's nothing you are doing concrete, a concrete assignment you are doing for the Lord, you may have the power, but you don't need it. It's just there. I want you to covenant with God. Before I die, I want to build 10 churches for you. Go and covenant there. Let's see whether God will bless you. Whether I will bless your business. Covenant with God. God, I want to sponsor missionaries to other African countries. Covenant with God. God, if you bless me, I will support missionary groups, sponsors, send them money. I want to be sending 1 million every month to missionaries. You don't have it now. Covenant with him. That one, you will never hear God say covenant with me. I'm telling you, it's the step of faith you will take. God is committed to your prosperity, but it's not automatic. And while you are waiting for God to bless you, begin to learn how to pray for missionaries that are on the field. It's also part of mission work. Everybody has something to give. Say amen. So we don't pray in this church, God bless those who have given and those who don't have to give, also bless them. We don't pray that here because everybody has something to give. Remove that your shoe. Remove that your fine wristwatch. Sell it. Give the money to that lady that has not eaten. Say amen. Sell it. Become homeless because of your love for Jesus. Kingdom advancement. You want power? Give yourself to the advancement of God's kingdom. And don't forget, whether you do that or not, you cannot be a neutral person. You will either serve God or Satan. Number three, if you give yourself to fasting and prayer. There is a cause that I've noticed that when people begin to get comfortable, they stop fasting. They stop fasting. There are many ways to fast. You are not fasting because you cannot fast. You are fasting because your spiritual eyes are dull. You can go on a fruit fast. Fruit fast, you are taking fruit any time of the day. But for 3 days, you don't really eat so much food. Your body even needs it. You can go on a water fast. Not hunger strike, water fast. Your body needs it. You can go on what Kenny Tegan calls a fasted life. You are eating every day, but not heavily. Just little things. If your daily dose of amala is as big as this table, then you cut it into 100 places. Take one. And you continue. You are light in your body, but heavy in your spirit. Then spend more time praying. It's fasting. It's not until you fast and all your eyes come out and and easy to play penalty. Tell your neighbor fast. Tell your neighbor fast and pray. This kind goeth not except by fasting and prayer. You can't change it. You are not Jesus. Even if you're a pastor and you have 5,000 people in your church, you can't delete this thing. I have noticed one of my pastor friends and those that I'm not really close to that are heavily anointed, preach the same message. I observe the two of them. Why are they getting different results? It's the sacrifice, the element of sacrifice in their lives. A man that gives himself to fasting is not giving to so much pleasure. That stomach that is looking like that of a pregnant woman, you're a man. Just go on 90 days. Just go on 90 days. Try it. After then, you come back, you'll be humble. You now know that those who are fasting, it's not as if they like it. Living a life of gratitude. Power follows gratitude. I'm about to round up. Power follows what? Some of you, when your wife cooks for you, don't even say thank you. After all, you have paid the bride price. You are a thief. You can eat, lick the plate, but you can't say thank you. And you even have the guts to ask for more. Now, if you're in that category, I forgive you on behalf of your wife. So when you leave this place, don't say anything now. When you go outside, just tell her thank you. No, this is a family, so we are all growing, Abby. We are all growing. So just take it that you are forgiving now. I've told God to forgive us. But when you go out, make a decision to start appreciating your wife. Don't be like that man that anytime he's happy, he will buy George for his wife. That's the way the wife knows he's happy. No. Open your mouth. One day my wife said to me, We had one issue. So I was trying to look for a way to start talking to her again. See the wisdom of this world. Eh? My wife now said, why are you talking? Why can't you just say, humble yourself and say you are sorry? I said, just say sorry. It's just two of us here. Just say it. And I realized that actually my mouth was heavy. I couldn't say it. So I just use a star. I use ties. Just my wife was just laughing at us. You know, like when you have caught somebody red-handed, the person now trying to use garage. These children, they don't even care about us. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just say, sorry. So he said, if you want to apologize, do it properly. Leave this matter. Now you can see I'm trying to say sorry. So we are learning. Even after 12 years, it can be hard. As I tell you, don't marry a man because you love him. Marry him because you respect him. A man doesn't need your love. You know, I'm not a married counselor, but, you know, from the last 12 years, I pick up a few things. Even though they didn't teach me anything at our wedding ceremony. How do you begin to operate in power? Through impartations. My life has been seriously impacted by Pastor Ayo and Pastor Gwenga Molon. Impartations. You can't receive it if you consider the person your equal. It's not age. And you can get into trouble from looking down somebody that God has anointed simply because you are older than him. I shared that experience with you guys on my birthday last year. Some of you remember that story. I called the workers' meeting here. Usually on my birthday, the Lord will appear to me or the night before and speak to me, or maybe on the church anniversary. And the Lord appeared to me and said, look, we talked about a few things. Then he now said, he showed me a mantle or a staff of office. And he said, this is your current staff of office. By this, you are currently doing ministry. This is the anointing with which you pastor the church you are currently pastoring. This is the same anointing that helps you to prophesy and to work miracles. And he gave it to me. Now, this is me here. Your pastor talking to you. Then he put his hand behind me and brought out another one. He said, this is the one I'm about to give to you for your birthday. He said, this one has everything this one is doing, but it has other things. He said, for instance, this one has the ability to raise the dead. Then he gave it to me. He said, but it will not work. Say we have disabled it. That was the language. You say we've disabled it. And I said, why? He said, because some time ago, you spoke against a particular servant, one of my servants, simply because he was younger than you. You spoke against it, but the heavens noted it and disabled your anointing. I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about myself. This was my birthday gift. If, like that morning, it's my birthday, and this was the conversation I was having with the Lord. Is that not a wonderful meeting? That's the good, you know, so if I say, happy birthday, I'm not looking at you. I was deflated. And God knows how to make an entrance. Do you understand? He came on the day he knew I would never forget. He said, you spoke against that person. He said, the person is someone that is so much younger than you. Is somebody actually that you could have corrected? He's a younger minister. He said, but the heavens didn't see it that way. What they saw was that you touched the anointing over his life. So since that time, I beg you, I beg, when I leave me. Even if the person is 10 years old, I don't look down on them again. The Lord said the person was younger to me, so which means it was somebody I could have corrected. But the Lord did not look at it that way. It's you people that account age. He's the ancient of this. He doesn't have time for all those things. You want to live long life. His own son lived for 33. So what are you talking about? Are you with me? The Lord said he would not hear of it. So I asked him, I said, what do I do? He said, kneel down here. You know, you know, God is not that guy on Instagram. He's a king. He gives command. He doesn't negotiate. He's not a Democrat. All these things, you know, God understands. Better, maybe scorpions and this thing are already in your compound. He said, kneel down here. I got up immediately. I just knelt down. Sister, say, ask for mercy now. I held the two signature staff. I held them in my hand and I started repenting and weeping. This is my birthday. That money is my birthday. I beg. No, they fear God. Though. Some people believe it is their job to be correcting men of God. They say, I wish you good luck. You can address a matter without touching the anointing. Say, touch not my anointed. You have to be careful. There's a thin line between the anointing on his head and the person. And the anointing will fight back. The man himself may be saying, yeah, no, I want to forgive. When they touch the anointing over Moses' life, God says, step back, let me destroy them. It was the people Moses brought out to that he gave food that now became anointed and strong, and they thought they could address Moses. If anybody commonizes the man of God in your life, don't try it. This is a spiritual thing. It's not anything about, you know, it's not about control. It's just the way it is. Huh? And that's why we teach people, correction upwards is rebellion. If you want to correct somebody in authority, go to them in there. Don't do it publicly. Even if the person is your boss in the office, you don't go and say, I have another idea. You don't have an idea. You're about to get fired. I started repenting on my knees. The Lord did not say, oh, because my servant is a prophet. No. This particular brother is in his house sleeping. The one that I offended is in his house sleeping. Me, I'm here crying. So if I died that night, I would have gotten to heaven and God would say, oh, there's something against your file. And people will be here saying, oh, he was a prophet, he was a this. Meanwhile, through my tongue, I've created a big problem for myself. If you don't understand something, why don't you just keep quiet and ask for understanding instead of commenting on what you don't know? As I began to pray, then that one that was disabled, the new one, it began to glow. The moment he began to glow, the Lord said, stop praying, it's activated now. Then he told me, say, get up. I stood up. So I'll tell you one more thing. He said, don't ever try that again. That's the way he said it. Don't ever try it again. Ha. He didn't even try to pet me, you know, as a pastor, you have to pet everybody. He did not even pet me. He just told me, don't try it again. It was a warning. Only disciples can hear this one. You understand? Some people now think of how to run away from the church. This only disciples can hear this one I'm telling you. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful to God that I had that experience. I'm grateful. So you cannot, if you don't have a spirit of gratitude, you cannot be humble. An ungrateful person is proud. It takes gratitude to accept rebuke. So I realize that actually I'm still a man. Before a man of God. That's why I still like Pandedia. My doctor warned me that I must not touch it again. But I'm still hiding and I'm eating it. I sneak out and I eat the Pandedia. So I'm still a man. There are three things that kill power. Kill it immediately. Number one is pride. Number two is sin. Number three, carelessness. Do you have it? If you know yourself, then be careful. Now, I said all of this to establish a point. Now, I have some scriptures here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 scriptures which I could have used to start another teaching or prayer. But I said all of that to say that if you keep your house clean, the scorpions will go. Say amen. Tell your neighbor, no negative speaking. If God brought you this far, He will not abandon you. So don't worry. Let God be God. You be a man. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Tell your neighbor, don't be a stranger in your father's house. Jesus said, I give you power over snakes and scorpions. Luke 10:19. And over all the power of the enemy. There was no level of power that God left out. Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the four categories of ruler spirits. Those ones are not demons. So they are ruler spirits. Those ones, principalities and powers, they are not demons. They are ruler spirits. They are angels that fell from heaven. From the word principality is what you have principles. That means those kind of demons cannot invade your life unless you have flouted a divine principle. That's what you have principal. Somebody that keeps the law. Who is your principal? Someone that keeps the law. Who has control over that particular area? Scripture says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says light is sweet and it's a good thing for the eyes to behold the sun. There is nothing that dispels ignorance like the truth. If you continue to make excuse for yourself, to live recklessly, the result is there. Nothing dispels. Give me Ecclesiastes, I think it's maybe 11:6, I think. Truly, light is what? When there is illumination about any area of your life that the Holy Spirit is bringing, it brings sweetness. How to teach your husband? In the house, there's government. You understand? The British people will tell you, we are partners. Oh, this is my partner. We are not partners. You understand? We are not partners. She's the wife. That's a governmental authority. I'm the husband. That's another governmental authority. You are the head. She's the neck. If you do without her, you break and you die. There are two layers of authority. If you say we are partners, that means we are at par. There's no support system. Don't follow American gospel. Truly, light is sweet. When you find out what God says about your life in a particular area, you are informed. You begin to move in a particular line and you have peace. When I was looking for a job, I went to my wife. I said, I'm ready to work. And she prayed for me. The next month, I got a job in a bank. You keep looking down your wife. You're on your own. The key of covenant relationship, when you contact the light of God, illumination about strategic people in your life. Some of you have personal doctors. You have lawyers because you're always going to court. Or you know that your destiny involves having cases, court cases every time. Either it's your certificate or it's your age. Or fire burn something. You always have one issue. So you must have a lawyer. You must even have a group of them. Because that's your destiny. To be going to court. But you don't have a pastor. Which is why your friend will be telling you, let's go to one Baba. There was a lady that came here and I prayed for. And they were telling her. They told her that God said two of them must not marry. These are a couple, they wanted to get married. I'm talking about people I've ministered to. Say they cannot marry because Baba said that if they marry, the brother will die immediately after the wedding. If you refuse to get spiritual covering, Baba will be talking to you. Baba has spoken now. Baba said, if you marry, you will die. Then the mother of the girl refused that she cannot allow you to. Even though the mother is the wife of a Jew. But Baba has spoken. So now we now want to test whether that faith you say you have in Christ is emotion or is it faith. Whether that dancing, you're always dancing when we are quiet, when peace is ministry here, is really that you would like to praise God or you are just another dancing senator. We need to know. I feel like dancing, I feel like... See, I just like the way that star dance. You better check her very well. Just be under dancing senator. You may not be anything weighty and all of that. Eventually, they came here. And truly, truly, the Lord said the brother was going to die. He told me. So, the information was correct. But the source of the information was different. And the solution we proffered also differed. The Baba said, I thought the Baba was like an elderly man of God. You know, I didn't know Baba is Abalis. I didn't know the Baba was an herbalist. So I thought we are all Christians. Then they say Baba said that they should bring him. They will take him to where his father was buried. They will bait for him there. I said, that's coming out to the dead. I said, no, which Baba? They said, you know, it's the, you know, pastor. And you people say you are born again. No problem. I said, what do you want? Say, my mom, truly, the brother became sick. Shortly after that, he started seeing dead people in his dreams. So I told him to come and be sleeping in the church. When they pursue, they cannot enter here. Come and sleep here. Nobody should come here. We have locked the gate. The brother was coming to sleep inside the church here. Then one day, they told him that they needed to fly him out. That he has a terminal in it. He has a hole in his heart. That he was going to die. He had 3 terminal diseases. Just based on one attack, one scorpion. So I told him to go and bring him. Service had closed. He came here. I said, what's the matter? Why are you depressed? He said, I'm going to die. I said, you will not die. Are you not getting married again? He said, I cannot marry. There's a hole in my heart. Every time I breathe, I feel the pain. Because when blood tries to rush there, I feel pain. Please come. So the brother sat down on a chair. I was with him with the lady he wanted to get married to. And I wanted to pray. And I did like this. And I prayed. To God who made me. I'm not lying. I didn't feel any anointing. You understand? That sometimes we minister, you will feel the current in your body. I didn't feel anything. I just prayed by faith. Please sit down. That's all I did. But as I was about to end that prayer, it shook. It vibrated. I didn't know what caused the vibration. It vibrated. I had to hold him so that it won't fall and break our chair. You may not understand. All these things is 6,000 now. 6,000. How much is your offering? You want to come and break all the chairs in this church? At the end of the day, we are buying chair. The thing is still the same thing. Some many chairs say it's still 200. He says, you know they broke 50 the other day. Want to break chair? Go to that side though. There's no chair there. Go and fall down there. So I have to hold the brother. It's not, I don't need to feel like, as I pray for a feather. No, don't fall. Let me hold you. Because me, I'm already thinking of the 5,005 we used to replace that chair. So, and I told the brother, go back. He went back to Reddington immediately. Reddington, Kedja, Jerry. Did the test again. And the doctor looked at the 2 results. They couldn't find the hole again. Then he was, because he was looking at the doctor was looking, he wasn't talking for like 5 minutes. So the brother asked the doctor, what's the matter? You're not seeing anything. He now called the nurse. Where is this test result? Say, is this one? Is this the new one? He said, young man, what we have here is telling us that you have a brand new heart. That no hole. We can't see any hole. This heart is pumping. It's pumping. Then the other diseases we saw, for which they wanted to fly him to India, they can't trace it again. They've gathered 2 million to take him to India. The family gave him the money. I just saw the brother started changing clothes. He went to buy clothes. It was I saw him. I said, what's wrong with you, brother? He said, pastor. Today he has 2 children. Yes, sir. That's the one that Baba said would die. Now, if he had gone to Baba and they went to wash his head on the graveyard, scorpions are coming. If you clean the house, they will not come. And if they try to come, because there's a way you arrange your house, you will know. You will sense that something is wrong. Tell your neighbor, clean up. Rise to your feet. What I've put in your house today are things to think about. Peradventure, you have been praying about something and you have not seen any answer. Maybe you need to go and consider some of these things. Pray for yourself now. In the name of Jesus. Ask for the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit to flow all over your life, over your family, and let it be a cleansing work. Let it be a work of cleansing. Quickly. Let it be a work of cleansing. A work of cleansing. Today the Lord is giving to you victory over serpents and scorpions. And what we have done is to remove the principle that makes them active and effective.